Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apparently, it's a holiday.
Hey.
Because every Jewish person is off.
Yom Kippur, man. We're atoning, man. Oh, I can't say we. They're atoning, man.
Sure. Man, it is really convenient to be Jewish sometimes, you know?
My kids off school. They got a day off of school.
There's a lot of Jewish holidays, man.
They enjoy it.
Now, see, a little known fact that not a lot of people know about me, who is not Mark Hochman. I am Zach Duarte, filling in for Mark Hochman, is that I was raised Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have stayed with it, man. You can have a bunch of wives.
Well, I should have elected when I was 18, because I had this conversation today with a friend. I think my mom did it just for, like, structure and discipline in my life, because my mom raised me as a single mom. Mm-hmm. And once I was 18, she's like, okay, you're free. I should have elected to become Jewish at that point, which I was dating a Jewish girl when I was 18.
Should have figured it out, man.
I should have, huh?
Hey, man, those lox and bagels, man.
I could have had a lot of days off, too.
You had options? What are you? I'm a Christian. I had a single mom, too. We just stuck with that old Baptist.
I'm
man.
Hardcore. That's what I am.
I don't know if that's a religion, Zach. I just...
Yeah, it is what it is. What's going on, everybody? No Mark Hochman today. I'm Zach Duarte filling in until 6 o'clock today. Channing Crowder's here because he's not Jewish. Mm-hmm. The weirdest Jew that I know is Alex Solana, right? Like, that one doesn't make any sense.
He's Uruguayan.
Yeah. How did that work out?
People were texting yesterday when they were talking because he ended up leaving early yesterday, and they were like, hey, man, Uruguayan, Jewish, like, and they were saying, hey, it's a small little group, but they said they got him, man. I'm not questioning.
I don't know about that.
Man, they're, you know.
I think it's also convenient for him, too.
As long as you love Hashem, I'm with you.
He's texting me today like, oh, my rabbi's going to kick me out if he sees me on my phone. I'm like, man, you at home watching Netflix, watching Peaky Blinders on Netflix, man. So we got Dan Day in, man.
We got a whole crew, man.
Yeah, it's it's the C squad. It's the C squad here.
Oh, yeah, B pluses.
Okay.
We got Dan moved from the affiliate to the main producer.
Right.
We got Jay Fig over there, Jennifer over there working the affiliate line. We got Zach in here, man. I'm excited.
It's the C squad, though.
No, B, man.
Like, we're the practice squad.
Hawk and Solana have been holding me back for years.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's time to take off.
Dende, I need you to save that right at 2 o'clock. Right at 2 o'clock and send that to Hawk and Crowder. I mean, send that to Hawk and Solana. Okay. We got a good show, though. 2:15. We're going to have 15 minutes of heat. We're going to talk to Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat. Now, I have some questions to ask him because sometimes when I message these guys, I never realize like I've kind of made it a little bit, right? Because I'm on the radio. But I used to be like where Dan Day is and Jennifer is pressing the buttons.
Yes.
So I used to press the buttons for Mike Inglis. So I'm always like, does Mike know who I am?
Oh, man.
Does Mike remember me?
Embrace your new position.
Well, but like I'm not a new – when I reach out to him, I'm like, hey, it's Zach Duarte from The Ticket.
Man, and pull your card.
Right, but I'm like, does he know it's me? Because I've been working. I used to be the producer for the Miami Heat sometimes.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, the guy who would bring him back from break. Hey, Mike, you're on. You know.
You know what it is? It's when I went back to my high school after I made it to the NFL.
Right.
I'm not the little light skinned dude with the braids that used to run around here, and y'all thought I was autistic because all I did was talk about sports. I'm in the NFL now. Respect my gangster.
Right.
I worked my way up. Respect. Zach, you need to teach people to respect your damn
gangster. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so I used to do a lot of work for the Miami Heat broadcast on our radio station when the Miami Heat won the championship in 2012 and 2013.
I remember listening to you.
And everybody who worked for the Heat got a championship ring. Jonathan Zaslow has a championship ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
I do not have a championship ring.
Seems like you need to talk to somebody.
So I need to ask Mike Inglis about this.
Man, closed mouth don't get fed, Zach. Because
what I heard is that, like, apparently the people who are, like, you know, associated with the Miami Heat, like the Ushers and Zaslow, they'd have to pay for it. So that's a different thing. If you were given a championship ring, that's one thing. If you were given the option to pay for it, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm punting this.
No.
Because I'm not paying for a championship ring.
I actually, last night, I stopped at Hook and Reel to have me some old roasted oysters. I'm an oyster man. And then my wife has to deal with it later. But you know what it is.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Them oysters, man. They get that libido going.
Ooh,
Action woo. Jackson. And a dude was like, hey, you're a Crowder, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, man, were you there for the championship with T-Boy? I said, no, I left early. If I stayed for my junior year, I would have won a ring.
Right.
He said, man, I have a ring. And he pulled it out and he showed me his championship ring, and it was kind of small.
I was wondering where that was going.
I had Buddy still on the team, and I'm like.
So he pulled it out and it was small?
And yeah, he was a tiny dude, too. So either way, I think it wouldn't have been impressive. But he bought the championship ring because he was at UF at the time. And I didn't make fun of him in his face, but I felt funny about him. Like, did you earn that ring? Because you had to purchase it. That's
right.
That's not earning.
All right.
Earning means you didn't have to purchase. Well, You didn't earn.
I'm going to ask Mike Inglis about this.
Well, speaking of earning it, let's do that money word.
I was about to get there. Stole the thunder from me.
Please remind him, Dan.
But I did tell Channing before we got in the air, it might be about 212 before I remember. So it is time for your chance to win Channing's change, which that's such a hard – say that five times fast, Dan. Go.
Channing's change. Ooh, I'm going to cuss on the air. I got to be careful.
He was doing good through two.
The word is honey.
Ooh.
That's honey. H-O-N-E-Y. Text in honey to win that money. 72881. And you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word honey now to 72881. And you could win $1,000 of Channing's change. Your next chance to win is the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. And if the word doesn't work, tweet Beast. It's his fault. Because we've gotten a lot of complaints that the words don't work.
We gave out the wrong one a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, you gave out the one that you were given. So,
what do people use honey for nowadays? We keep it next to the bed. We don't even have it in the kitchen.
Why do you keep it next to the bed?
Oysters.
For her toes?
Yeah, you've been listening.
I've always listened, man.
Well, I'll suck a toe
I listen
now.
To every show, man. Every show.
I will suck a toe.
Listen, I am faithful. I am #Team790, all right? I am faithful.
What is it? Really? Honey? Like, when's the last time you used honey?
It's a flavoring thing.
For what?
Toes.
I'm serious, though. Like tea? Tea and toes?
I don't know.
It's tea and toes.
Listen, I brought protein chips. Yeah, what do I know about honey?
I know about your diet. You have protein chips for real.
Yeah, man. I got to eat. I'm not Dan Day, who's like a sloth. Comes out once a week to go to the bathroom.
Oh, Dan's thin, boy. Dan's thin as a rail.
I make some peanut butter and honey sandwiches sometimes.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen somebody pull out honey and do anything with it other than
put it on the feet.
Put it on a toe.
All right, so we also got Travis Wingfield at 235. My guy. Nobody else knows. Everybody's starting to get to know Travis down here, man.
You introduced me to him. I followed him because last week.
You know how every radio host has their guy? Travis is my guy. That's my guy.
Does he know that?
Is it mutual? He came down last year to cover some Dolphins games, and we met at the Riptide Festival. I got him to the Riptide, and we hung out, and that's my guy, man. And then I got a little too plastered, and the UCF game was on, and it was like 400 people cheering for UCF against Memphis. And I'm just there like, where were you at 0-12? Where were all of you? Where were you?
You one of those drunks, huh?
I was the only guy.
One of those?
Yeah.
You're the aggressive. You know what? You look like an aggressive drunk. Got all the muscles and stuff. You get drunk and then, yeah.
That's true.
Shirt off? You take the shirt off?
Yeah.
That means yes.
How sexy I'm feeling, so.
You take the shirt. I was a shirt off guy in college.
If I could, I'd wear sleeveless stuff to the radio station, but I feel like I can.
You should, man. Thick-ass body you got, man.
Yeah, but
you
then I walk in here at 2 o'clock, and it's like 100 people here in, like, you know, suit and tie.
Show out. Show out, man.
Should, huh?
Make a difference.
I brought my thunder thighs today.
I see you got your knees out. Got a hole, your whole Achilles and everything. Your patella. Got your ACL, MCL. I can see it all.
The girls in the building have called me a zaddy, but we haven't identified who it is yet. So apparently my picture was in the company newsletter, and I got a little notification. I was like, there's a little cluster of women saying you're a zaddy. And I was like, what the hell is that?
I don't know, but you better make your rounds throughout the show.
Well, I was told when I talked to the boys at night, I was with, I think it was maybe Monroe and Vlad, to show up at the company holiday party solo.
Oh, the company holiday party?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's okay.
To show up solo, though.
Yeah.
That's how I'll find out who it is.
Oh, no, go right here and work the field. I'm going to say just make the loop, man. The whole building's a big loop.
Oh, I always make the loop.
Walk it.
Hey, ladies.
You got to walk it sexy with a slow gait. Heel to toe walking. Man, you got to be smooth.
Shannon's got a script, too, if you need a script.
Yeah, I can teach game now.
Man, we have so much. I got to get the headlines, but I'm loving this dialogue so far. Last but not least, we'll talk to Frank Schwab, covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, or we'll help you with your banking at 3:15.
You can't tell me Frank Schwab doesn't sound like a financial advisor.
He does.
I had to ask when they said Frank, so I was like,
his
Frank
brother
Schwab.
Is probably Charles Schwab.
I was like, this dude's going to tell me about annuities.
All right, let's get to our headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It's going to be Dan Day. Dan Day giving the headlines because Alex Solana is on hour 20-something of a fast, apparently.
All right. Quarterback Jaren Williams remains day-to-day due to an upper extremity injury. Tate Martell is taking snaps with the QBs. Miami plays Virginia Friday, 8 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium.
I heard Amber and Rashad talking about this. Mm-hmm. And are they hiding him? Did they lie? Because he didn't have a bad game. Now they're making an excuse. Whatever it is.
No, he's hurt. He's hurt.
Nekosi Perry would play this week. I don't care what the excuse is.
I want to see Nekosi.
Nekosi came back from 28 down and had you tied 35-35 with Bubba Baxter kicking an extra point to lose the game.
And,
so, yes.
And Nekosi has something to prove because last year his worst game was against Virginia.
Okay.
That was that game where he threw those two interceptions and he got that quick hook. From
yes.
Mark Rick. So
yes.
I want to see Nekosi. Jaren, you know what the dumbest thing for the first 4 weeks, now that we look back on it, was he hasn't thrown an interception. Like, yeah, well, four of them were dropped. Do we not remember that? do we not remember how many interceptions were dropped against Bethune-Cookman Central Michigan?
I still like Jaren. He's having that young guy. They're coming in. They seen film on him. I like Jaren Williams as a quarterback. Little maturity here, and if he has an injury,
the season's already lost.
Is it already lost?
It is. It is. You've already lost.
You can't win the Coastal.
You've already lost two ACC games.
Yeah.
You're 0-2.
Make a strong run. Moral victories.
Let's see what we got.
Are you a Kane?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm not.
Sorry, fella.
No, but I'm not a Homer Kane.
Oh, okay.
That's the
okay.
difference.
Yeah, it's different. Hulk,
like,
yeah.
See, I was in full on argument mode on Saturday night because I'm at the game and I cover. I'm at the practices and stuff. Like, this, there's not a lot of talent on this team. I'm like, well, we had the 17th best recruiting class in the nation. I'm like, and? How many first-round picks in the last 4 years?
Long time.
David Njoku and who else?
A long time since y'all have dominated the draft.
Yeah. Well, but we should be Virginia Tech based on recruiting. Like, you're stuck in 2000, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck. These kids aren't coming down here anymore. Miami's like plan B, maybe, if not plan C, for a lot of these kids.
And I love it because Florida can sneak on down south.
Yeah, man.
Get these ballers.
The coaching. I'm like, it's been 5 games. What do you know about the coaching? Is it Manny Diaz's fault that Bubba Bax was doinking extra points?
No.
Is it Manny Diaz's fault that Jaren Williams is throwing into double coverage twice? Anyways, go ahead.
Somebody's fault that they have a kicker that can't kick a 5-yard field goal, though. Somebody's fault.
Well,
speaking of somebody's fault, Carolina down the Panthers 6-3 last night. Next up, Florida will play the Sabres Friday in Buffalo at 7.
Panthers need to start winning some games, man. We can't do this. Can't do this thing at the beginning of the season again.
Bobrovsky's given up 11 goals in 3 games. He was supposed to be the savior in the net.
Yeah, those first 2 games were against the best team in the NHL, though.
Still 11 goals in 3 games, Zach.
Yeah.
I understand.
Look,
Lightning can score out of this world.
Yesterday was no bueno. Yesterday was no bueno.
Carolina's undefeated.
No bueno. No bueno.
No, you told me Bobrovsky was going to be that dude.
Did you see Roberto Luongo
for years.
Did you see who Carolina's goalie was? Mr. Reimer, who was here last year. So that must have felt good for him.
Backing up the old man.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Early Monday morning, a Pennsylvania man went to investigate a sound downstairs at his house and found a man naked, singing, and drinking milk out of his fridge. The man was allegedly under the influence of drugs and alcohol and arrested, but no word on what song he was singing.
What was Hockman doing in Pennsylvania?
He was hungry. Yeah, and eating all night, man. He was hungry.
What was he singing?
I don't know.
He's singing, yo ho, yo ho. I don't know. Life for me.
I would have suplexed the hell out that man.
He was singing, yo ho.
Power bombed him.
A pirate's life for me.
You get naked in my house, oh boy, it's gonna be a bad night for you.
Oh man, is that all we got, Dan? That's good. All right, that's our headlines there. If you guys want to text in 67974, that's your Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text. I believe this is called the Loco Hour, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to see Loco? I'll do it with my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a drop, but
there we go. You know, you got the C team here. We all just looked at you and it confused.
Bees, man, y'all are bees.
And we looked at you like, what? What did you just say?
Dan's a part of the A team. You can't drop to C. Y'all are Bs. See, I love see, Zach, Dan, Jen, B pluses.
See, that's,
love you.
That's the thing. Like, you think Dan Day is over there. He's got 15 other things to do when he's over there, man. I know Dan Day. He's a hard worker.
Texting
man.
Women.
That's right. Is that right, Dan? Is that true?
My mic didn't work. I don't know what's going on.
Got to figure Dan out. Dan, I know Dan.
All right. A lot of stuff to get into on the show. We got a good list of guests here. Our first one's coming up next. Mike Inglis on 15 Minutes of Heat. We'll do that next here on 790 The Ticket. Back here on Hockman and Crowder. No Hockman. Instead, it's Zach Duarte and Crowder. Well, your mic's not on, so.
Don't box me out. Don't box me out, Dan.
It's the C team.
Let me get in the talk.
Let me get in the paint.
Oh, man. So, look, we got 15 minutes of heat here. So, I thought I'd reach out to an old buddy. But here's the thing. We're about to find out if Mike Inglis realizes he's my buddy. So, joining us now on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest lines, they are truly steps beyond convenient. We got radio voice of the Miami Heat, Mike Inglis. Mike, how you doing this afternoon?
Listen, anytime you can have Sade playing that music, cool operator, you're good by me, man.
There we go. Mike, we were talking about this earlier in the show, but you know, I've been working for the Ticket for 10 years, worked my way onto the air, so I always wonder when I text a guy like you or Crotty if you actually remember me.
Oh, sure, without a doubt. I've been around. I'm an old man now.
Oh, thank God.
I'm an old man, so I remember you, without a doubt.
Good. Okay, just making sure. You know, because I don't know if Mike Inglis remembers. I used to, like, produce Heat games, like, 10 years ago.
But, Mike, is he still the little annoying producer, or do you respect his gangster as a South Florida voice?
probably a little bit of both.
I think a combo. It's a combo.
So, Mike, I was wondering this too, because I've had this discussion on my own show, and now I got you here. Obviously, you've worked with Miami Heat for a long time now. When the Heat have won championships, you got a championship ring, right?
We got three of them, as a matter of fact.
All right, there we go. So, but a guy like Zaslow, right? Like, not 100% affiliated with the Heat, like kind of in the middle, the liaison between 790 and the Ticket. He gets a championship ring because he bought it, right?
Because our ownership is very generous.
Okay.
Everyone in the organization got something, and that's just the way they roll, which is really cool for everyone because everyone works hard. So why not enjoy the fruits of your labor?
I guess my championship ring is still in the mail from 2012. And 2000.
I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. And with our mail system, it might be a while till you get it.
You need to go to the post office. Man.
We figured it out. Yeah. So obviously, the Heat, they have another preseason game tonight. The first one last night. An extended rotation last night, what was it, 15, 16 deep yesterday. What is this about in the preseason? Is it about learning how the rotation is going to work or learning what the back end of the roster is going to look like? What is the priority in the preseason besides staying healthy, of course?
Well, obviously healthy is key, but I think the coach and the coaching staff wants to see different permutations of how players are going to play and what they're going to play like. And don't take anything, like Coach said yesterday, don't assume anything with starting lineups over this next little while, because even at the beginning of the season, when it gets underway in a few weeks, there's going to be no doubt be some changes. And this is the one nice thing I think about having only five preseason games and getting more practice time in. So they're going to be able to work together and see who fits and what have you. And that's the process right now they're doing. Tonight, you're probably going to see a whole lot more of the lesser-known players playing with three of the guys that played a lot back home. That did not make the trip, and a couple of guys that are, sort of battling, JJ battling a conditioning and KO with the bruised knee. So I think this is probably be one of the games where coach is going to really, throw everything and throw the dice out and let's see what happens.
And Mike, like you say that, throw the dice out. You know, we know Spo likes to tinker with his lineups. What do you look at? What do you learn from these preseason games?
Well, what I think some of the stuff that I've seen so far, even in camp, is the cohesion of these guys. How they don't look lost out there. That often happens with a lot of teams. They're not really that interested. I mean, San Antonio, I think, was a great example. Coach Pop last night, he was not happy with the look of his team because it looked like a lot of guys were disinterested in the whole thing. But for Miami, you've got to be interested because they know there's spots available and an opportunity for them to play. And I like where guys aren't looking around saying, oh, I should have been here, and oh, I missed the pick and roll, or I missed that. They're very, very good so far with about 60% of their game plans put in so far of knowing where to be, who to help, what's happening. And, of course, defense is the mantra, as you guys know, of the Miami Heat. But I think even in camp and in the early going so far, we've seen a great potential of a bunch of real good shooters.
Talking to Mike Inglis here, radio voice of the Miami Heat on 15 Minutes of Heat. There's a different aura around this team, Mike, and I can only attribute it to one thing. And I know the Miami Heat will never publicly admit it, but one of those things is probably that Jimmy Butler is there, but the big thing to me is that Hassan Whiteside is not.
Well, I mean, Hassan was good with his time here with Miami, but it just wasn't going to be exactly where Miami wanted to go. And I think you make some changes. The big question is in the NBA now, with everything seems to be so perimeter-oriented, is there room for a big man? I really think there still is room for a big man in the NBA. We all know Hassan has got a ton of talent. He's just got to focus and get ready to play every night and show that he's got all this talent and he's worth what everybody is paying him and worth what they say he could be as good as. Sometimes it obviously, as we saw, it just didn't seem to be there. He also got banged up with some injuries, but I think the way Miami's going now with a very mobile front core, it's probably the right way to go.
And Mike, talking about Hassan leaving and taking his spot would be Bam Adebayo. What I did see last night is them integrating him more into the offense, him being a part, the half-court offense, and not just a hustle guy, a defensive guy. Like, how good could Bam really be?
Well, I think Bam, this is only going to be his third year in the NBA. I think he's got a massive upside if he wants. Sure, he's not a seven-footer, at 6'9", but he is so athletic. He is so mobile. He's great in the pick and roll. He practices jump shots as he can step out a little bit. Are you going to see him jacking up threes? No, you're not going to see him jacking up a bunch of threes, but you're going to see him be able to help at both ends of the floor, also on offense going inside and stepping outside, which is great for Miami because then it gives room for the penetrators like a Deion or a Jimmy Butler or a Hero, whoever happens to be out there at the time with him. So I think he gives Miami a real, real good look. And he's also got he's got some quick feet, man. He can get up and down that floor. And he's one of those guys who I think, along with Justice Winslow, who really, really enjoys what they're doing for a living.
Mike, I had a tough time figuring out the answer to this question yesterday. What is going to be the Heat's starting five in your mind?
Whoa, boy, that's a million-dollar question. I've no idea. I mean, obviously Jimmy Butler is in there, and when KO is healthy and Bam, they're probably going to be up front. Who's going to be back there with Jimmy Butler? Will it be Winslow? They're going to be very guarded with Goran Dragic coming off the knee and making sure his minutes are. He's a former All-Star, so you look at him, and they've got the different lineups that's certainly available to Coach Spo. I'm glad I'm not the guy making the decision on this, but that's why I said earlier, it is not going to be a cut and dry thing. Okay, game one, these are our starters. I think you're going to see it develop over a few weeks and a bunch of games early.
And Mike, after the game last night, Twitter blew up talking about Tyler Hero, rookie of the year talk. Mike, I know he has quote unquote drip. I've never seen drip hit a three. I've never seen drip win a game. Like, is Tyler that good? Are we moving too fast on Tyler Hero?
Well, I think everyone wants to, when you see a game like that, everyone wants to jump on it. I know watching the stuff on TV today, there's saying about Tyler Hero and all that. And why not? The kid's got great game. I think he's one of the ball players that's coming out of college whose game translates into the NBA. A lot of players come from college, and even though they're really good in college, even in their first-round draft picks, and it takes them a while to watch their game translate into the NBA. And sometimes it never does. But with him and the way he played for the Wildcats, I think you see his game is going to translate real well into the NBA. And don't forget, the kid is 19 years of age. I mean, think about what he's going to be like in, oh, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years? I mean, 10 years? I mean, my goodness, I think he's got a huge upside, and he's got a great attitude, and I think he's a real darn good ball player already. For a 19-year-old. Now, obviously, like Jimmy Butler was saying, he's not right on the scouting reports for every team right now, but he plays like this in the preseason. He is going to be on the scouting report, and then he'll see things change. But I think he's got the smarts to be able to handle it very, very well.
Mike, we've seen a new addition this season in the NBA in terms of the coaches' challenge. Has Spo spoken much about his strategy behind using it? Because we've seen a couple of coaches now. When it first came out, conventional thinking says, hey, maybe you save this for the end of the game, but you're seeing a lot of coaches use this in the preseason in the second and third quarter to maybe save a player from getting that second or fourth foul or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be different. His coach is really funny. He says, I threw Dan Cray, he says, I threw Chris Quinn under the bus because he's sort of looking after all this stuff when it comes to challenges. You know, Spo was saying he might have to look at the game a little bit differently now because of these challenges, as opposed to see what's just happening on the floor right away about do I make that decision. And it's going to be it's really going to be a learning process for everybody. But I know if all the other teams are like Miami, they've spent a lot of time looking at this and how it's going to be useful. I personally believe most of this, you brought up a good point about fouls, but I think most of this is going to be in real crucial situations or game-changing situations where teams are on a real great run and they just, you know, you just can't get it to stop and maybe something like that. But there's a bunch of different angles you can look at it. But I think this is going to be more fourth quarter stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
And, Mike, we all know the J.J. situation. James Johnson, Riley actually came out and said, like, I don't want this to become a talking point every single day. Is there any update, though? Like, is there any idea of when we're going to see James back with the team?
I would assume it certainly won't be anything like a month or something like that. I would assume it would be a sooner as opposed to later. I know that sounds sort of corny, but I think that's what it is. And, you know, again, with Kelly Olynyk, I don't know what the situation is with him. And, you know, the other guys that are out tonight are out for certain reasons. So, but for JJ, I mean, he's a smart guy, and I think he knows his importance to the team because everybody wants to see the guy that played before he had those two sports hernia surgeries. And because if they can get him back like that, he's a heck of a force with a good defender. I mean, a physical body out there that can also score and pass the ball around. So everyone's waiting for him to get back with the team and help with the way we know he can help.
It's Mike English, your radio play-by-play voice of the Miami Heat. Mike, I really appreciate the time. I know it's a little last minute, and we'll trade championship ring stories pretty soon, my friend.
Nope.
Okay.
No, you're not.
You want me to send you pictures? No.
That's messed up, man. I'll see you at the home games. All right, Mike? Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Oh, man.
I don't think you're in the club, bro.
I'm not, man. I'm not.
I think the janitor's got a ring.
Oh, definitely.
I think the lady selling
those,
them.
Have you seen those bathrooms when you walk in?
The mini empanadas got a ring.
Yeah, well, there's a reason those empanadas ain't there anymore, man.
Man, Zach.
That messed up, man.
You know where I could take you? I'll take you to Tootsie's.
All right.
I'll make you feel a little better.
Solid makeup. Let me hear about it, baby.
World's famous Tootsie's Cabaret. It is voted the best adult club in the entire country. I've been doing research for 15 years on Tootsie's, going there a number of times a month. And also around the nation, I'm going to let you know Tootsie's is where it's at. 64,000 square feet of adult fun, and I will confirm that. They have a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar to watch all the football games, all the pay-per-view fights. There is no extra cover for pay-per-view fights. Just come on into Tootsie's, enjoy the dibbles and dabbles and the fight. There's hundreds of TVs to match those hundreds of beautiful women of South Florida walking around and showing you a good time. And don't watch commercials. Just look over at the stage. I'm telling you, 150-plus women in there at one time. You are going to see some beautiful ladies. Tootsie's is open daily from noon to 6 a.m. That is 18 hours a day. They did that for us. They did that for me and you guys. Get on over there and enjoy what they're doing for us. And happy hour at Tootsie's is amazing. Every day from noon to 8 p.m., that's your lunch spot. You got to get over for happy hour. Half-price drinks. There is no cover. You just walk on in and enjoy. And the food's amazing. I still have friends that play for the Dolphins back in the day calling me and asking me about the fried lobster at Tootsie's. I say, bro, the fried lobster's still there. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burger, the cheesesteaks. It is an awesome menu, and it's all delicious at Tootsie's. And stop by before. Or after any game you are going to watch at Hard Rock Stadium, any game you're going to watch at Hard Rock with a ticket stub or a ticket before or after the game, and you get in for free. It is just minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. Bring your ticket and get in for free and enjoy 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. Tootsie's Cabaret, a best adult club in the entire country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details. And when you go down there, there is a great damn chance you will see me.
I'm already feeling better about not having a championship ring.
We're running over there. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. All right. Travis Wingfield next covers the Dolphins for the Locked On Dolphins Network. I know a lot of you guys don't know who Travis is. Trust me, he's awesome. We'll talk to Travis Wingfield next here on 790 The Ticket.
No better place to spend a Friday night.
Those things ain't got too far gone. We got to let the girls know what they got to do for us.
Back here on the Hockman and Crowder show, no Hockman, no Solana, pretending to be Jewish today.
I don't think they're pretending.
Well, I don't think they're really honoring the holiday.
I've gone to Hawk's son's bar mitzvah. He's Jewish. Solana, I haven't been over his house, and I don't plan on going.
But let me ask you this. You think they are observing the holiday?
Hawk a cheater. He'll cheat. He'll cheat a diet now.
There you go.
He will cheat a diet.
There you go. You really think Hawk has fasted for however many hours he's supposed to?
He was sneaking some snacks.
Yeah, okay.
He had a Cheez-It under his bed.
Yeah, exactly. The Hockman and Crowder show is sponsored by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. That library is not as easy to read. Because the number 1,500 is like the actual number. It's not spelled out. So I was like, is that 15,000? 15,150?
Two zeros.
Yeah, I was like, how many zeros is that?
3 zeros.
It's a little bit confusing. All right, it's time, man. It's time for, you know how every show host has their guys, right?
Yes.
They're only on their shows. Well, this next guy is my guy. I found Travis.
He is.
I feel like I'm responsible for all of Travis's work, though.
Right, right. I think Travis might argue that.
But. Now, joining us on the Orion Fuel and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest lines, they are truly steps beyond convenient. Travis Wingfield covers the Dolphins for the Locked On Dolphins Network. A couple of things before we start here, Travis. Follow Travis on Twitter. Trust me, worth your time, at Wingfield NFL. Travis, I want you to hear what Channing Crowder said about you. Before we spoke on the air, Channing, go take the floor.
Travis, it is. Last week, Zach was talking about you, and then I actually followed him on Twitter today. Travis followed me back, but when I went on, bro, the film breakdown, the analysis, it is dead on. I love the quarterback stuff, man. I really enjoy you as a follower of you on Twitter.
Yes. See? You see, Travis? Well, see?
You made my day because, Channing, going back to the days when you played, man, you were one of my favorite players to watch. And I was actually at the game in 08 when you got kicked out with the Matt Light situation. So that was one of my favorite moments of the last 20 years in Dolphins history. So I appreciate it, brother.
If I off air, I got to tell you the true story of what happened in that game. You'll
love it.
You'll love it even more because it gets real nasty when you hear the real story.
Go ahead, Travis.
Oh, that was a rock star exit, the way you were pumping up the crowd. And I think you were taking the hook into the side of the mouth with your finger.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Now, see, one of the cool things about Travis is he not only has the website, but also the podcast, the Locked On Dolphins podcast. He does it almost every single day. And I talked about this last time on my show, but he has a sponsor in his show. I think it's called Blue Chew?
Yep, that's Blue, yep.
Yeah, have you ever heard of it, Channing?
Is it tobacco?
No, it is a. It's another form of Viagra.
Oh, heck yeah, man! I don't need it yet. So, but I understand what it does.
But with the Dolphins, it's so easy to segue to that. It's like Dolphins have you feeling down? Well, speaking of down,
itself every day.
Such an easy segue. All right, so Travis, you just put out a new article. Defining the tank and explaining the alternatives to what the season could be like. Kind of explain that article for anybody who hasn't seen it or hasn't read it yet.
Yeah, so basically it was a two-parter, and I could have split it up into two, but I think they both coincide well together because this week, for whatever reason, I think it's because they're playing a team that they actually are somewhat relatively close to in terms of talent and expectations. So there's this new split among the fan base that's like, well, half of us want to lose every game and get the best quarterback possible. Half of the other part of the fan base wants to win these games and doesn't want to disrespect, you know, the shield, the organization, the history, all that stuff. And my point is that just be a fan, whatever way you want to be a fan, whatever you think is best for you. It's a hobby. We should enjoy it. That's my first message. And then number two was, if you wanted them to go back to the same operating procedures they've pretty much done for a long time now, back to Channing's days even, it's basically, you know, find out what the holes were, try to patch them up with some guys on the open market, even if they weren't guys that fit your scheme necessarily or guys that were good buys, they just plugged holes. And that's how they kind of continued this 8-7, 9 win type of season every single year. And you go back and look at the parts that they voluntarily cut off their roster this year. So I'm not talking about Laremy Tunzel, Minka Fitzpatrick, and Kenny Stills, who are all damn good football players. I'm talking about the guys that they got nothing in return for, like, you know, Ryan Tannehill or Robert Quinn, who they got draft picks for, but not really high-level premium picks, or like a Danny Amendola or Josh Sitton, who retired. These guys, they took off their roster with no return compensation, mm-hmm. and how much money it saved them and their current production right now with their new teams, which has not been anything, you know, world-beating. You look at Kiko Alonso in New Orleans, he's a backup now. So just the idea that they could have kind of gone back to the old status quo. They could have kept Adam Gase even probably and maybe won 5, 6, maybe 7 games. But at the end of the day, where does that get you? And that's kind of the point of the article.
Travis, you do a lot of film breakdown on Saturdays on Tua and Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. Explain how wide of a gap it is between Tua and everybody else in your mind.
I think it's significant. And the more you watch it, the more you can tell that it is. Based upon really the mental processing side of things and just the small details in Tua's game, Zach, we've talked about this a lot, the way he creates space for his receivers, because, you know, those are guys that run 4.4s, 4.3s, and they're not the big body targets like you have with Clemson, like T. Higgins or Justin Ross, who you can just throw a 50-50 back shoulder ball to, and they're going to go ahead and pull it in for you because they're elite in that way. And the Alabama receivers are certainly elite, the best in the country, in my opinion. But they work off of space and separation and timing, and Tua is perfect in that regard. And that's just a whole other level that I don't think that really rookie quarterbacks usually play at. I think that next year he could play at that level if he goes to the NFL. And then there's a pretty big gap because you have two guys who are both physical mavens, you know, Justin Herbert and Jordan Love, but their production's not there. The big game moment isn't there. No signature wins for those guys. And they tend to struggle in the processing side of things, which means they're going to have to develop. So if you want to take a long-term upside pick on those two guys, I guess that could take a while. But Tua is ready-made, and I know he's going to be successful because he does things you have to do as a professional quarterback already at the college level.
And Travis, you broke down Herbert. I've seen you break down From. You had Jordan Love throwing picks. I was looking at it today, and I'm not impressed by him. I haven't watched him play. I trust you. So hell with Jordan Love. But what about Burrow in LSU? Florida's playing LSU. That's why I'm looking into Burrow a lot, watching some of his film. Is he jumping any of these guys with his performance this season?
I think you could definitely say he's better or been vaulted ahead of Jordan Love for the reasons you mentioned. Love has kind of regressed in a few areas. But one thing you have to keep in mind with Jordan Love is he's got his top three receivers graduated, his top running back left, and his offensive coordinator is new for the third straight year. So he's kind of breaking in a new system at a group of five school where things are, you know, they don't have the same talent level as like an LSU, where you saw last week they got just ran roughshod against the Tigers defense and offense. And Joe Burrow is a big reason for that, because kind of in that same mold of Tua, he has that processing standpoint where he can get the ball out quick and he recognizes the coverage and the leverage and puts the ball into the right space most of the time. I do kind of think that he's not the most quick twitch athlete and can kind of duck and you know, turtle against pressure if that's what happens, because he hasn't really faced a defense that's going to put the heat on him yet. So the meat of that SEC schedule should probably bring out the real Joe Burrow. I'm not all the way sold, but he's definitely jumped up into the top five, if you ask me.
Talking to Travis Wingfield here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. No Hockman today. I'm Zach Duarte filling in. You can follow Travis on Twitter at WingfieldNFL. Really good Twitter follow there. He's a lot different than a lot of the other guys who cover the Dolphins. He breaks down a lot of the film as well, points out what he's seeing. And also, like Channing said, a lot of stuff on Saturday as well, as a Dolphins fan, that's what you're watching more so than Sundays. But, Travis, let's say you're Josh Rosen and you just the news just came out today that he's going to start the rest of the season. What is it that you can do if you are Josh Rosen so to make sure that the Dolphins aren't drafting first and it kind of ruin an opportunity for them to draft a guy like Tua Tagovailoa. What does Rosen have to do to not only ensure maybe a job for him next season on another team, but maybe make sure he's the quarterback for the Dolphins for the future?
You know, I hate to go the simple route here, but I think it is really simple. He just has to win enough games to get the Dolphins off of that first pick, because whoever gets that first pick, if Tua declares, that's where he's going. They're not going to sell him. They're not going to take up or pass up the opportunity to draft a quarterback, you know, of that caliber coming out of college, because in my opinion, we haven't had someone come out that level since Andrew Luck. So I think that whoever gets that first pick will be all over Tua. And so for Josh Rosen to get the Dolphins off of that pick, that's really the only way they don't, you know, change the page and, you know, go to the next chapter at the quarterback position. But even still, they've talked about it in the offseason. They talked about at camp how Josh Rosen's kind of struggles and didn't really grasp the offense and be the guy they were hoping he would be pretty quickly into the program. And so they kind of have this idea out there that they're going to be in on that quarterback class pretty early next year, whether it's that first pick that they have, whether it's the pick from the Steelers, which could also be the top five. They're going to pick somebody, but I think if it's Tua, you don't have much of a chance to be long-term success here if you're Rosen. If it's somebody else, one of those guys that kind of falls on the bottom side of that big gap between Tua and the rest of the quarterbacks, then he has a chance to earn the job next year and impress on a team that's going to be much better next year from a talent standpoint. So find a way to win these games. Like Sunday, that's kind of a must-win game if you want to get, you know, the things going here to get the Dolphins off that first pick. So it starts Sunday. Win that one, win a couple more, and he might have a chance going forward.
And when you follow Travis on Twitter, it's Wingfield NFL on Twitter. His pinned, that's the first tweet he leaves up there, and it's pinned, is the 2020 free agent class for Dolphin fans. We have to love it. We have $150 million in cap this offseason, damn near. Travis, what are some of these names that Dolphin fans can look forward to? Because with what's going on right now, that's all we have.
Absolutely. And the guy in the main image there is Byron Jones, the Dallas Cowboys defensive back. And we'll see if he gets free from Dallas. I know the way they've kind of structured their contracts gives them the opportunity to pay all these guys, you know, Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, on and on and on. And if he finds a way to shake out of there, I think he is exactly the type of defensive back that Brian Flores would like in this scheme. Maybe what Minka Fitzpatrick was supposed to be, in a guy that can play slot, can play single high deep, can play two deep, can come up and cover on the perimeter, pretty much do everything in your coverage package on the defensive side of the football. You go up to the linebacker in the front seven position. Kyler Fackrell was an outside linebacker with the Packers last year with Patrick Graham, who was their linebackers coach. And he had 10.5 sacks. And he plays kind of that 3-3-5 bare front edge look where he can set the edge on the way to the quarterback help you in the run game and the pass game too. I think he's a great name. And then pretty much anybody on the offensive line is available for the Dolphins at this point. Brandon Scherff, the Washington right guard, who you'll see on Sunday, he is a road grader to the fullest. He can move guys off the football. Jack Conklin, the Titans right tackle, is an option, but I don't personally love him. I think he's kind of struggled this year. And just pretty much anybody on that offensive line, the Seahawks have a couple of guys coming up in free agency. So trying to fortify the trenches, get some more scheme fits in that secondary. And then also Austin Ekeler, the running back from the Chargers, because that guy can catch the ball in any formation, any down and distance, and that's exactly what the Dolphins like at that position.
Travis, we got about a minute left here. You were hanging out with me at Riptide. Was I an obnoxious drunk?
Yes.
All right.
Is he the aggressive drunk that wants to grab you and hug you all the time? Is he a toucher?
I didn't do that.
The only reason I say that is because UCF was playing, and that's his jam. He likes to antagonize UCF fans, so he was definitely doing that.
My favorite thing, man.
Don't touch nobody, man.
I don't touch
anybody.
Leave people
alone.
I was just yelling at them. I was asking them where they were 3 years ago when their team was winless. Because, I mean, all of a sudden, like, UCF fans are popping out the shrubs, man. I'm like, where were you? Where'd you come from, man?
I'll come to Riptide next year, Travis. We can hang out. We'll leave Zach in the other corner.
There we go. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Travis, you'll be down here for the Jets game and when else?
And then the Bengals. Me and the wife are spending Christmas down in Miami.
God, you're coming down for all the winless teams. Good grief.
It means something.
I'm on the tank bowls, man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, follow him on Twitter at WingfieldNFL. Travis, thanks so much for the time, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, fellas.
All right, that's Travis Wingfield, man. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Really good follow. A lot of breakdown of not only the Dolphins, you got the podcast, you got the website, but also Saturdays, man. Because as a Dolphins fan, you're watching Saturday right now, right?
Yes, and it's just bigger than the quarterbacks too, Zach. To be honest, there's three draft picks in the first round. Like, there are a lot of players that they can add.
He'll get more into that. He was big on Minkah before the Dolphins drafted Minkah. He was really pumped up. But, yeah, that's Travis Wingfield. Again, follow him on Twitter at WingfieldNFL.
And, guys, the Dolphins game on Sunday, the tailgating parties are off the chain. And if you haven't seen an off-the-chain tailgate, come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. When football season rolled around, there were two things that Publix rolled out that I loved at every Dolphins home game. It is the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. I will be doing the pregame, me and Chris Whittingham, right there at the party. There are games. There is food. There's a DJ. There's music. Tables. People sit down. Have a good time. Everybody chats up. Guys, come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party every single home game this season. And Publix rolled out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It has become a staple in the family, in the Crowder family's diet. It's delicious. It has crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and a tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the queen or king of any tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Y'all have been going to Publix for a long time. Try the Pub Sub. It is delicious. But all the great deli items you've been eating. Now, y'all done had subs over there. They're awesome. The chicken wings are delicious. The fried chicken. Those rotisserie chickens are off the chain. Platters that feed dozens. Drinks, beer, ice, chips, sides, snacks. They have it all at Publix. And busy moms, busy dads, I'm the same way. Work 5 days a week. I do the Dolphins on Sunday. Friday night, I'm coaching. Saturday, I want to watch some tailgate. I want to go to some tailgates. I want to have some watch parties. Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com. Place your order. You can hang out with the kids, hang out with the wife, the husband, and you'll have your order delivered so you can still enjoy your watch party or tailgate. Publix.com, place your order, and they will deliver. I love that Publix has rolled that out. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
I mean, where were you, Channing, when UCF was 0-13 or 0-12?
Man, I don't worry about those D3 schools, bro. I'm a Gator. You think we're worried about UCF?
Oh, my
Come
God,
on, man. Get out of
that,
here.
I was harsh. I like that.
I'm not. Come on, bro.
I like that. I like that you said that because I've been on that anti UCF train for a while. Friday was so great, and then the Canes just on Saturday. I mean, I was ready to have a funeral on my show on Monday for UCF, and then I kind of had to have one for the Canes as well.
If you were Gator, bro, I opened. I don't know if you listened last week. I opened up for y'all to become Gator fans if y'all want to jump
it's
on.
It's not like that. I can't just jump aboard.
You can't. I opened the door.
No.
The train is open. You jump in the door. You can ride down the winning tracks.
I mean, the Canes fans are all over my back as is. Can you imagine if I did that?
Come on, bro.
I mean,
we'll take you. We're cocky already. We don't care.
Yeah, I mean, if my team B is FAU because that's where I graduated from. So, you know, that's all.
Y'all are really struggling.
Yeah. All right, at 3:15, we're going to talk to Frank Schwab, covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. We're going to have the Hockman and Crowder simulcast next here on 790.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.